This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched Bihar's Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana through video conferencing from New Delhi. Mr. Modi transferred 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 75 lakh women across Bihar. The scheme aims to promote women's empowerment through self-employment and livelihood opportunities. It will provide financial assistance to one woman from each family in the state. The Prime Minister also virtually interacted with the beneficiaries of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana.
Navratri ke is pavan parv mein aap sab ke aashirwad hum sab ke liye ek bahut badi shakti. Main aaj aapka hriday se aabhar vyakt karta hu aur aaj se Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana shuru ki ja rahi. Is yojana se ab tak 75 lakh behne jud chuki. अभी एक साथ इन सभी 75 लाख बहनों के बैंक अकाउंट में 10,000 रुपए भेजे गए हैं.
President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the prestigious National Geoscience Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. The National Geoscience Awards are among the country's oldest and most prestigious honours in the field of geosciences. Congratulating the awardees, the President said the awards are given to honour their commitment, innovation and excellence in fields of geoscience. The Indian Air Force today bid farewell to the MiG-21 aircraft in Chandigarh after 6 decades of service to the nation. The aircraft was decommissioned in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and senior officials. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Singh lauded the role of MiG-21 in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1971, saying that there have been many such occasions when the MiG-21 proved its decisive capacity. He said MiG-21 is a national pride and the most distinct feature of the MiG-21 was its versatility. He said throughout its long operational life, MiG-21 performed every kind of role. Air Chief Marshal AP Singh flied the last sortie of the squadron with the call sign Badal 3. Inducted in the Indian Air Force in 1963 after the India-China War, MiG-21 was the country's first supersonic fighter jet. This aircraft played a decisive role in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1965 and 1971. This aircraft inflicted serious damage on the Pakistani Air Force. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today announced the installation of BSNL's 4G stack across nearly 98,000 sites nationwide. The 4G stack will be rolled out by Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Briefing the media in New Delhi, the minister said that 4G stack will seamlessly upgrade to 5G and leave no part of the country untouched. Deputy Prime Minister of Italy, Antonio Tajani, has confirmed his country's support for early conclusion of the free trade agreement between India and the European Union. After meeting with the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in US, Mr. Tajani said, Italy and India share a strategic partnership. Dr. S. Jaishankar said they discussed the developments in the Mediterranean, the Middle East, Ukraine and the Indo-Pacific. United States President Donald Trump has said that he would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Mr. Trump made his surprise remarks while speaking to reporters yesterday ahead of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's arrival in the U.S. to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York today. The tensions have spiraled after the recent UN General Assembly summit, after several nations formally recognized Palestine. Trump's latest comment has sent shockwaves to the Israeli government, who reiterated that recognizing Palestine would not deter Israel. In Asia Cup T20, India will play against Sri Lanka in Super 4 stage at Dubai International Stadium this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. India has already qualified for the final, while Sri Lanka was eliminated from the race to the summit clash. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with losses of around 0.5%. The Sensex slipped 328 points to 80,825, while Nifty fell 108 points to 24,783 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.